and welcome to the Raincoast Books podcast. I'm Robert Wiemann. On this edition, a new book called Picking Up the Pieces.
There's over 11 million people in North America living with cancer today, and over a million new cases diagnosed every year. Of that million new cases, there's 55 to 60% will survive. And all of those are looking at a last day of treatment saying, okay, now what?
That's Sherry McGee, who along with Kathy Scalzo wrote Picking Up the Pieces after 15 years of research and interviews with hundreds of cancer survivors. The title of the book is a reference to survivors who have to pick up the pieces of their lives once the struggle with cancer is over. The book guides survivors through a unique process with daily practice that builds a bridge from hospital to home and beyond. Let me tell you a bit more about the authors, then we'll hear from them. Sherry McGee has a doctorate in interdisciplinary medicine, specializing in short and long-term effects of cancer. She's a co-founder of a Breast in a Boat Dragon Boat Society and executive director of Hope House Cancer Society. Co-author Kathy Scalzo is the president of a consulting group specializing in change and transition management. She's on the board of the British Columbia Rehabilitation Society and on the faculty of the Canadian Medical Association's Physician Management Institute. Both Kathy and Sherry are regular lecturers at the University of British Columbia's School of Rehabilitation Sciences. And here they are, in their own words, talking about their book, Picking Up the Pieces.
On the last day of treatment, survivors usually emerge feeling exhausted, struggling with their fears, overwhelmed. There's usually some physical pain or insomnia that's occurring, and many of them report just feeling overwhelmed. And we call this area the void. It's a land or a territory where they're in limbo and they're not sure about how to move forward. Many are struggling with the physical side effects of treatment, but many are really struggling with the emotional side effects, the sadness, the fears of recurrence. How am I going to deal with issues around my relationship? Some of their relationships had ended, some of them have deepened. And many move into the, you know, why me? Why now? The spiritual questioning where either they move closer to their faith or they move away from it. Or for many, it's the first time that they've started to even question, you know, is there a God? Or what kind of spirituality do I believe in?
There are many books on the market that help people while they're going through treatment. Some are written by doctors, some are written by people who've survived cancer and are telling their story. But there are no resources out there right now on how to help people recover once the treatment is finished. I learned while writing this book that there's a vast range of changes that survivors go through, from small shifts in attitude to large, profound changes in how they live their life. I also learned how isolated and lonely it is for survivors. The expectations of others is they're the lucky ones, they've survived. And so it makes it that much more difficult. They have to tuck in and hide their fears and anxieties and put on a brave face while they struggle with the challenges of recovery. Dave is a 38-year-old married dad with two small kids who has a senior management position. It's been 1 month since his last treatment for lymphoma, and he's back at work and he's having a hard time. Physically, he's really exhausted. And he's struggling with something we call chemo brain, and that his memory is a little cloudy and he's having trouble concentrating. Given that he's in accounting, that's not a good thing. He also is having some emotional depression, and he's also struggling with the big why questions. He met some amazing people when he was in treatment, and many of them didn't make it, and he did. He's also confused and upset about his wife, his greatest support during treatment, and she's upset. He's not happy. What's the matter with him? He feels like he's letting her down. Dave is one of the people for which we wrote this book. Dave's a survivor, and he's in the void, and he needs help. I can't stress enough, fear is a huge issue for survivors, and the best antidote to fear is action.
Sherry McGee and Kathy Scalzo, authors of Picking Up the Pieces. It's a new book from Raincoast Books. Look for it at bookstores now or order it online from Chapters Indigo or Amazon.ca. If you'd like to order it online, just go to Raincoast Books' website and follow the links. They're at www.raincoast.com. Do drop us a line. Raincoast Books is always interested in what you think of the podcast, so write us at info@raincoast.com. And for Raincoast Books, I'm Robert Wiemann. Talk to you soon.